Americans saying, quote, nobody got everything that they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. Also talked about the negotiations with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, saying they were straightforward and honest and good faith negotiations there. Talked about the state of the economy would have been thrown in had the U.S. not been able to reach a debt ceiling agreement there. Losses of millions of jobs and, again, throwing into a recession, according to President Joe Biden in the 15-minute speech he gave at the Oval Office just moments ago. 6:16 right now, a little late on traffic and weather. Gracie, let's see how we're doing.
But our roads are looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. No slowdowns to report throughout our area. Taking a look at weather for the weekend, we do have a hot weekend and a sunny weekend ahead of us. It's going to be a high of 89 tomorrow with 30% chance of rain in the afternoon. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 70. It's 86 right now in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So obviously one of our top three stories is what we just heard, President Biden addressing the nation from the Oval Office, calling the debt ceiling bill a win for Americans here in Florida. First named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, but it's not expected to last long.
Most times when systems get in the Gulf of Mexico, they typically impact land, but this is going to be sort of the anomaly. We're expected to move south and weaken due to very strong wind shear and very dry air that's working its way in.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Arlene has maximum wind speeds of 40 miles an hour, but it's going to weaken tonight as it continues moving south, and no direct threat to the U.S. is anticipated. Finally, Wall Street closed sharply higher today, ending the holiday shortened week. Stocks went up thanks to the strong jobs report. More on that later. Also, lawmakers passing the debt ceiling deal, avoiding a U.S. default. The Dow Jones Industrial jumped more than 2% for its best single-day gain of 2023 thus far. Well, we heard from Beach Safety Chief Dave Greenwood today. He was responding to the reports from Florida Atlantic University. We touched on this yesterday regarding the flesh-eating Vibrio bacteria that could be found in sargassum seaweed washing up on Florida beaches. Greenwood says whoever decided to tie those together should get an award for creativity.
That gets everybody's attention. I've got people from Texas calling me sometimes going, hey, we heard about the flesh-eating bacteria, and if you go in the water, you'll just come out just a walking skeleton. No, it's very, very, very rare occurrence that you have any interaction with that.
He says the biggest threat in the Gulf is still and likely always going to be drowning. A couple other local stories here. Bruton police say a train struck an SUV on Highway 31 this morning, leading to a father and daughter being flown to a hospital here in Pensacola. Their last reported to be in critical condition. That happened at around 9:40. The scene was cleared by 2:45 today. Well, Charter USA in town working to get things ready for the renamed and revamped Warrington Preparatory Academy. Channel 3 talked with Dr. Eddie Ruiz, who oversees the 65 Florida schools under Charter USA's umbrella. He says the condition of the middle school was alarming, and in addition to making over the school, he says that new food vendors are on the list as well.
We interviewed over 200 students when we were doing our assessment phase, and we asked one question at the end and said, if you had unlimited amount of funds and you were the principal of the school, what would you change? 9 out of 10 times they said, can my chicken be cooked and can we have good food?
And Ruiz says they'll hire a principal first before moving on to hiring other staff members there. Two senior officials with the city of Pensacola on administrative leave this week. According to the PNJ, Parks and Rec Director Adrian Stills and Neighborhoods Administrator Lawrence Powell were both put on leave effective Tuesday. The city has confirmed that, but is not offering up anything else on those situations. 6:20, we'll take a brief timeout, come back and look at Florida headlines and what's happening around the world. It's Pensacola Right Now on a Friday on News Radio 92.3.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass? We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
This week, Tyler Mack rocks Bands on the Beach. Tyler was even nominated for the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards for the Best New Debut Release.
Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well,
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. It's Friday. The weather, once again, now for the second week in a row, looks absolutely perfect. A bit on the warm side. I'd like it about, 8, 9, 12 degrees cooler. But, hey, that's what we get for living in Florida. Hopefully not too humid, but I don't know how I'll be on that wish.
Wishful thinking.
I was thinking about this today. Tomorrow might be my first pool day of 2023.
Woo, woo.
So I'm looking forward to that. Do you have any big plans? The past two weekends you've been at concerts, so are we doing a three-peat or taking it easy?
No, I'm taking it easy. I'm working early tomorrow, so I'm probably going to try to make it out to the beach. Watch out from that flesh-eating seaweed that's going to make me a skeleton.
That's exactly right. Very cool. Let's go ahead and get a quick update on the roads and our weather, and we'll move on to Florida and national headlines.
Well, roads are looking great right now. If you do see something that's slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's no accidents to report or slowdowns on I-10 or I-110. Again, traffic line 850-262-6111. And for weather over the weekend, we're going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Tropical storm Arlene formed on Friday. It's out over the Gulf, but is not headed this way. Really, our weather looks pretty good around here. In fact, even along the coast, we're expecting a low risk of rip currents for Gulf Coast beaches. So look for temperatures to be about the same. Overnight lows will basically be near 70. Daytime highs are going to be well into the 80s or even around 90 degrees over the weekend. And we do have a slight chance that a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. And this traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. And Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So around Florida today, a group who is trying to get recreational marijuana on the 2024 ballot is clearing a major hurdle. The state election officials say the Smart and Safe Florida Political Committee collected more than 960,000 signatures, which is more than was required. It still does need approval from the Florida Supreme Court.
And a group is trying to get recreational marijuana on the 2024 ballot, and they cleared a major hurdle. The state election officer says that Smart and Safe Florida Political Committee collected more than 960,000 signatures, which is more than what's required. And the measure still needs to get approved by the Florida Supreme Court.
Florida 8th grader Dev Shaw, your winner of the 2023 Scripps National Spelling Bee. Here was the word.
Samophile. May you please have the sentence.
Any samophile, for example, a cactus, would flourish in the Arizona desert. Can you say it for us?
Samophile. Samophile.
Samophile.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L. E, samophile?
That is correct.
So that was how it sounded. Shaw winning the 95th annual competition and the $50,000 grand prize. The final started with 11 spellers left. So at least we have one awesome speller in the state of Florida.
Yes, the best one. A sad story actually out of Daytona Beach that happened yesterday. Police say that Daytona Beach toddler was reunited with his family shortly after being apart because someone stole his mother's SUV when he was inside. The theft happened yesterday morning outside of a relative's home. The mother ran inside to grab something real quick, and the two-year-old was sleeping inside the car in the car seat. When someone walked across the street, got into the car, and drove off, a short time later, someone called 911 saying that the boy was in the parking lot of a nearby auto body shop.
Harrowing, nightmarish 2 hours for those parents never want to live that. In India, over 200 people dead and hundreds more injured after two trains collided. The crash happened in the eastern part of the country. Officials said almost 1,000 people have been taken to local hospitals with various injuries.
And the first days of the Tree of Life shooting trial has seen more than a dozen witnesses testify. Robert Bowers faces over 60 federal charges in a mass shooting at a Petersburg synagogue that killed 11 people in October of 2018. The shooting has been called one of the worst anti-Semitic attacks in U.S. history.
A Massachusetts 12-year-old won't be able to wear a shirt saying, quote, there are only two genders for now. After a court ruled this week, the family's attorney says his First Amendment rights are being violated.
In a school like Liam's, the opposite view about sex and gender and the way that relates to human identity is expressed all of the time, whether it's through the flags in the hallways or posters or pride events. The school is permeated with one particular viewpoint on this subject.
And Morrison was also forbidden from wearing a shirt that said there are censored genders. Meanwhile, in Mexico, police there investigating after finding 45 bags filled with human remains in a ravine near the city of Guadalajara. Prosecutors saying that the remains belong to both male and female victims. They have yet to determine the number of victims or their identities. The discovery was made Tuesday after authorities launched a search for 8 people who were reported missing last week.
And a Manhattan grand jury is reporting reportedly the case of the Marine veteran accused of manslaughtering for choking a man on the New York City subway. According to ABC News, a grand jury is hearing evidence in a new case of Daniel Penny. He is accused of second-degree murder for manslaughter and a chokehold death of Jordan Neely on May 1st.
And also in Italy, police arresting a man who stripped naked at the Vatican to protest the war in Ukraine. Vatican says the man was visiting St. Peter's Basilica when he took off his clothes and stood naked on the church's main altar. The man reportedly had an inscription painted on his back calling to save the children of Ukraine. It's 6:30 right now, Fox News Update, followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. After the Fox News update, we'll give Josh Newby a call from the Council on Aging. They're wrapping up their Keep Seniors Cool event. We'll find out how they did.
93.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 AM at 1620. Happy Friday. It's Pensacola right now with Gracie and Joe. We're going to get a quick update on the senior chill out event ended about 30 minutes ago, and we're going to get an update from the Council on Aging in just a bit. But first, let's get a quick look at our roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge looking good. If you do see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And it's definitely going to be a hot one this weekend, with high for tomorrow being 89 and sunny throughout the day. For tonight, it's mostly clear skies and a low of 70, so it's going to be perfect for the Fiesta Parade happening in just a bit. Mostly cloudy skies right now. It's 86 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And we'll go to the phones, bring on Josh Newby, the Executive Director of the Council on Aging for West Florida. Josh, the last time that you and I spoke, we were collecting space heaters and blankets for a historic cold wave that was coming in. And today and this week, we've been taking a 180 and going the other direction. We've got our senior chill out. We had a big year last year. And when we spoke last, one thing that you told me was that it always amazes you, even though it shouldn't, just the generosity that the community shows when we do these types of events. And we got some more good news today.
Absolutely, Joe. And, you know, this was really a banner year for the senior chill out. It's hotter earlier than ever, and it seems like it stays hotter longer than ever these days. But, yes, this was an absolutely wonderful year for the Pete Moore senior chill out. We, the Pensacola community, I should say, always comes out to support our vulnerable elders who are suffering in this heat. This year we raised $67,947. We got 270 window unit air conditioners and a record-breaking 470 fans. All of that will begin being distributed this coming Monday to the seniors who need it most.
Awesome. Love that. Breaking records, 470 fans. And just talking, you know, people are generous, you know, they're buying fans, they're buying AC units, and just talk a little bit about, you know, the money that comes in too, because that's so important. Because, I mean, you know, yeah, these things cost money, but, you know, it's really an opportunity for you guys to really make that money go as far as you possibly can, and that's something that you guys are great at.
That's right. We've really, in the past couple of years, emphasized those cash donations. You know, as a nonprofit, we don't pay sales tax. We also get a 15% discount at Lowe's, so we're able to stretch those dollars further than your average consumer, and they also give us more flexibility, right, to meet the demand where it's at. Maybe we have a deficit 1 year of air conditioners. Maybe we have a deficit 1 year of fans, but these cash donations can also go to repair folks' HVAC units. You know, maybe there's a $500 repair they need that they just can't afford. This money can go toward those weatherization efforts as well. We just want to make sure seniors live in a healthy and dignified way, and days like today enable us to do that.
Josh Newby, the Executive Director of the Council on Aging for West Florida. Once again, those numbers, $67,947, 270 ACs, and a record 470 fans being donated for the senior chill out that wrapped up about 40 minutes ago. Josh, we appreciate the time, the flexibility, the quick notice of hopping on with us to share the good news. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for everything you do.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Josh. We appreciate it. Again, Josh Newby, the Executive Director of the Council on Aging for West Florida. Always love, that's a good news story right there. We love talking about good news and the community once again rising to the challenge, answering the bell and making sure we can get our area seniors protected in the hot weather right there. So that's certainly great to hear. And again, thanks to Josh for coming on. Sports notes heading into the weekend. No big games tonight, no playoff games, but the NHL will start the Stanley Cup final tomorrow between the Vegas Golden Knights hosting the Florida Panthers. Game one tomorrow. Game two in the NBA finals will be Sunday. As the Heat looking to bounce back, the Nuggets beat the Heat 104-93 last night. The Heat could get Tyler Hero back, as ESPN says he's continuing to test out his right hand, could make the return to the lineup tomorrow. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says the league will likely announce the punishment for Grizzly superstar Ja Morant once the NBA Finals are over. He's currently suspended from all team activities, but will likely miss games during the upcoming season. Looking at Major League Baseball, the Marlins and the Athletics are in action right now. That game started about 40 minutes ago, and trying to get you a quick check of the score right now, and it's not showing up. I'll work on that, but score is coming up later. The Atlanta Braves are out west taking on the Diamondbacks. That game starts at 8:40. By the way, Marlins 2-0 over the Athletics there. On Apple TV Plus at 7:10, the Angels taking on the Astros, and later on, the Rays and Red Sox started half hour ago as well. That game scoreless. Nope, it's delayed. So that one has not started yet, I would imagine, due to rain out in Boston. Other sports news, the SEC won't be moving forward with a 9-game conference schedule. They will do an 8-game season, conference season, that is, without divisions. So we'll see a lot more interdivision crossovers like we would not normally see in 2024. And the main reason is because that's when Texas and Oklahoma are coming into the league. Commissioner Greg Sankey says that options for 2025 and beyond are undecided at this point. The golf's fifth major, the Memorial Tournament, going on at Muirfield Village in Dublin, Ohio. Justin Suh, your leader after round two, 8-under par. Hideki Matsuyama, 7-under par. Patrick Cantlay and David Lipsky are two shots back at 6-under par. And then also a group at 4-under includes Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, and John Rahm. So setting up to be a good weekend at the Memorial Tournament. The Women's College World Series continuing tonight. Stanford currently leading Alabama 1-0. That's an elimination game. Later on ESPN, Utah taking on Oklahoma State. The loser there is out. Earlier today, Washington beat Utah 4-1. So Washington advances to play Florida State tomorrow in the double elimination tournament there. Looking at some health, business, and science notes, we talked earlier, and one thing that the president noted was the latest jobs report showing the economy adding 339,000 jobs in May, and that prompted a big rally in Wall Street today. Economists had predicted non-farm jobs to rise between anywhere from 190,000 to 195,000 jobs, and ended up adding 339,000, 14th straight month of higher than expected job numbers.
And Amazon could soon offer low-cost or free mobile services for Prime subscribers. Bloomberg reports the tech giant is in talks with multiple telecom providers like Verizon and T-Mobile. Amazon is reportedly looking to be able to offer wireless plans for $10 or less a month.
Regulators say Venmo and PayPal users shouldn't store cash in the app. That's why that's from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, saying that payment apps have been increasingly used as substitutes for a traditional bank, but they don't have the same protections to make sure that cash is safe.
And Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is showing off the latest version of their virtual reality headset. The Meta Quest 3 is going to be 40% thinner and have updated resolution and displays. And in a video on social media, Zuckerberg says that it's expected to start at $499 when it goes on sale this fall.
I have not used one of the virtual reality headsets, but $49 I would be in on that. But
yeah.
You got my hopes up.
Sorry.
Ford Motor Company recalling about 140,000 SUVs over an electrical issue that's causing car fires. Owners of a 2015 to 2019 Lincoln MKC are being urged to park outside and away from buildings until the defect is fixed. Recall notices will be sent to owners starting on June 26th. So you still got about 24 days if you're one of these people that owns this particular car. You're just going to have to walk more, I guess.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, Adidas is selling off its Amazon brand sneakers 7 months after cutting ties with Kanye West. The company saying a significant amount of money made from its remaining inventory of Yeezys is going to be donated to the organizations to fight anti-Semitics and racism, including an anti-defamation league that is that was founded by George Floyd's brother.
6:45 right now. Get a quick check of the roads and weather and continue with the look at pop culture.
Our roads are looking great right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to call me at 850-262-6111. That's a traffic line number. And for weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum from WEAR.
Tropical storm Arlene formed on Friday out over the Gulf of Mexico, but it will dissipate and move away from us. So basically for the weekend, the weather looks pretty typical for this time of the year. As we head through tonight, low rain chance, but during the day Saturday, something might pop up. I'd say we're at about 20 to 30% on a shower or thunderstorm to strike the area. Hot highs with some sunshine getting up into the upper 80s to around 90 degrees, both on Saturday and Sunday. Rain chances a little bit lower on Sunday. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 86 right now in Pensacola, 86 in Gulf Breeze, and 85 in Milton. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. In pop culture, Billy Joel is having a record-breaking residency at Madison Square Garden, but it's going to be coming to an end at the end of or in next year. After 10 years, his final show is going to take place in July of 2024. By the time it wraps up, he would have played 150 shows there. He already is 60 more shows than any other artist played at MSG. And he holds the record for most consecutive shows, which is 12 shows. He has played for more than 1.6 million fans at Madison Square Garden. And the first time that he played there was 1978.
The handwritten lyrics of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody are on display at Sotheby's in New York. An early draft appears to show Freddie Mercury considering calling it Mongolian Rhapsody before crossing it out and renaming it. It's part of thousands of Mercury's personal belongings on display. They'll hit the auction block in September.
And the Mega Millions jackpot is now worth over $200 million. Nobody won Tuesday's drawing for $187 million, so the jackpot rolled over to tonight's drawing. The grand prize is going to be an estimated $203 million with a cash option of $104 million. And for Saturday's Powerball drawing, it's going to be worth $262 million.
In weird news, an escaped inmate in Ohio was caught after riding up to a McDonald's on a bike and asking for something off the dollar menu, which hasn't been a thing in years. The guy also seemed a bit off, which also raised suspicion from the employee. He had heard about the escaped inmate from the day before, so he alerted cops at that point. The inmate had only been in custody since April, so maybe he only just had a buck on him.
And a weird one. Also, in a convenience store in Singapore, a owner had her surveillance cameras put in, and one of her workers helped her put it in. Then later, she caught that worker stealing on the cameras that she helped the owner use. The owner of the convenience store in Singapore had installed the security cameras to help catch shoplifters. Instead, found two employees allegedly pocketing money from customers, and one of them had even taught him how to use the cameras.
Finally, some Taylor Swift fans say they're going to extreme measures to ensure they're not missing a second of her Eras Tour concerts.
The amount of stress and time it took me to get Taylor Swift tickets, I will be getting an adult diaper because I'm not missing a minute of it. We'll be having 17 left over for anyone attending the Houston show.
Oh, adult diapers. Is there any sporting event, concert, any public event at all that you would consider wearing an adult diaper to so you wouldn't go to the bathroom to miss anything? I can't think of one.
No.
But, you know, you're spending thousands of dollars on tickets, and I'm trying in my mind to justify it, but I just can't. I mean, maybe the shows would be better served to, you know, instead of one intermission, maybe two or three, because I know, like, and I don't go to concerts really, so I've watched a couple of them on, like, PBS specials or something, but, you know, some of the times they do, like, change costumes, right? Just Do they do that? Does Taylor Swift do that? Do you know?
She does it very quickly, though, okay. So it's not enough to leave your seat, go to the bathroom. But also, every single concert, there's someone live streaming it on TikTok. Like,
right.
Just get on the TikTok live stream and watch it while you walk to the bathroom.
That's
right?
A good point. Yeah, but I mean,
it's not the same thing, I guess.
Yeah, well, trusting internet and like cell service
in a
stadiums has not usually been a good thing. So,
but to stand there uncomfortably in a diaper as an adult?
Hard pass.
Thank you.
6:51, final break of the show. We'll come back, get a look at some good news happening around the world. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. We have made it to Friday and we've made it to the last 5 minutes of the Friday show. It's going to be a great weekend weather-wise. We have fiesta activities. So whatever you're doing this weekend, I hope you are getting ready to enjoy it. Taking a look at our roads real quick at 655, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. And for weather, it's going to be a beautiful weekend with tomorrow's sunny skies with a high of 89. Tonight, it's going to be a low of 70 with mostly clear skies, mostly cloudy. Right now, it's 86 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good news to wrap up the week. A 16-year-old cashier at a pizza place in Missouri was born with a birth defect where both arms never fully formed, but it's his great attitude and work ethic that customers notice.
This is all for you.
You're a good, good young man.
Thank you, sir.
I love you very much.
I really appreciate that.
When money comes and goes, people, very rare to find somebody like Raheem.
The customer named Robert Semay gave Raheem Lumpkins a $2,500 tip. Raheem says he's been saving for a car, and this will help him get it a lot sooner.
Awesome. Also, a nice story out of St. Louis. An eighth grader from St. Louis received a scholarship after he walked for 2 hours just to get to his graduation ceremony. Here's Xavier Jones talking about why he decided to walk there, followed by the president of Harris Stowe State University, that's Dr. Collins Smith, saying why she decided to give Jones a full ride scholarship.
I remember something that Mr. Sales told me. He said, if I want it, I got to go get it. So I wanted to graduate, so I went to go get my graduation.
It spoke volumes to me. It spoke resilience. That is what sparked my interest in saying, hey, this is the type of kid that we want to recruit to Harris Stowe.
So awesome story out of St. Louis for that eighth grader.
Yeah, definitely. A Sherpa who guides people up Mount Everest recently saved a climber's life after finding him stuck in a section called the Death Zone. The guy was clinging to a rope and shivering from the cold. It took 6 hours to get him down to a spot where he could be airlifted out. And since the climber couldn't walk, the Sherpa carried him for a lot of it. Experts say rescuing somebody up that high is almost impossible. So
awesome.
That's cool there. We've got another big movie weekend. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse sequel is Across the Spider-Verse, and it involves Miles Morales joining forces with Gwen Stacy and a team called the Spider-People to save the multiverse from a new villain called the Spot. It got $17 million during Thursday previews, and it's expected to bring around $90 million for the weekend. And besides the new Spider-Man film there, Stephen King's adaptation of The Boogeyman is out, projected to make around $15 million. And in its second weekend, Disney's The Little Mermaid should bring in around $40 million.
Awesome. We had Julio Diaz on Pensacola Morning News this morning for Friday, and he said it was awesome. So
Across the Spider-Verse?
Yes.
Okay.
He said it was very good, especially if you liked the first animated one. There is going to be a Spider-Man 4, but the writer's strike has put everything on pause. Actor Tom Holland says meetings were happening, but they stopped in solidarity with the writers.
And we got this week the season 3 finale of Ted Lasso on Apple TV Plus. Won't give away too much spoilers, but Gracie and I, who are big Ted Lasso fans, we have seen the episode, and I am calling it the season 3 finale.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I called it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do think that Ted Lasso is over. I don't think we'll see a season 4 of Ted Lasso, but I do think with just as popular as the show is, we will get a spinoff. And there will be, I mean, there's a lot of avenues and directions that they could take it. But I'm throwing out the idea, just call it AFC Richmond and just whoever wants to continue on. And then as you know, other things happen, as people leave, it's very easily, I think, just in a soccer club able, you know, you see people come and go all the time. And so I think that the show could really lean into that. So, yeah. But yeah, very emotional. I didn't cry, but, you know, I will say that it stuck the landing.
Yeah. And for a lot of people, it's a comfort show. You know, you want that good feelings. And it gave that for the last season. So I was happy with it. And I mean, it's really good if you haven't watched it already.
I'm just going to go back and watch seasons 1, 2, and 3 back to back to back now.
Yeah.
So.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Gracie. Big plans for the weekend?
Nothing too bad. I'm just going to soak in the sun.
Me too.
Hopefully I'll be sunburnt on Monday.
I might have my first pool day of 2023.
Awesome.
We'll see you on Monday, Pensacola, right now. And this is News Radio 92.3.